Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Cielo putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer. I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Rich. can't take nothing fake about the scammers. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to starve. Big nigga in every city, of course, from the Hoovers to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx, gotta mention the chief, my leak, what they call him, the homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin', it's a secret society, all my niggas real, shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal, and can't forget the twins, that came from the city of the wind, sometimes you gotta lose just to win, they said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reason Sim, or mention Jack Bobo, and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Go. A heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing free. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. That coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. 50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that show law.
With me, my day one niggas with me, New Year's resolution, I'ma keep 100 bitches with me, I secure my myself, nigga. I keep that blicky with me. 2021. I don't need no honey niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me. My day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution. I'ma keep a 100 bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga. I keep that blicky with me.
Keep the blicky with me. This my New Year's resolution. Tell me who was shooting. Tell me who was on the news. Niggas don't need to answer questions when they up in their room. If they gotta play their position, let homie just be cool. We was stuck up in the basement trying to find another way. Hope we see some light. Pray we finally see some better day. Then I found the route. The money was the only other way. When you win, it seem like everybody trying to get a taste. Can't relate. Slamming past like heavyweight. Serving place, no dinner. They were nigga in my DNA. I count the money before I fuck the bitch. She say I'm stingy, guess I'm celibate. Only time I fuck is when I'm thumbing it. Breaking down these bed, don't need a scale. It free my nigga locked behind the wall, didn't tell. It's fuck them niggas, they know who they is. It's fuck them niggas still. Trying to dodge the feds and count a meal.
Let's go. 2021. I don't need no 100 niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me. My day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution. I'ma keep a 100 bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga. I keep that blicky with me. 2021. I don't need no 100 niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me. My day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution. I'ma keep a 100 bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga. I keep that blicky with me.
Here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chairman, Fred Hopper Jr. Coming in, the Black Panther Party coming in. Hit y'all living this here politics. You see, this here is a PSA. A people service announcement. In regards to the enemy hitting us from every which way, including motherfucking loops. From locking us down to coronavirus to the police shootings. And then every time we raise up and demand justice above us, these motherfuckers quick to rename and defame us another bunch of riders and looters. You see, we cutting cover from the cloth with cats like Pops. And we got them, we gon' ride this motherfucker out to the last beat and the motherfucking bullet drop.
And if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dad a struggle and you dad a win. Dad not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. Then it's just like you stretch something and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to mean another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we're at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds stoop. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight wall. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Said it's mental slavery, up and fall in your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. He spotting date plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slums of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady rapping all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just try to land us a job, but they try to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they've been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them gray faces back back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Azinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building the bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen and she natural pure. The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us, you're the same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gold enough guys to be asking us, why they keep killing each other, why they respect their mothers, what their daddy said, why they keep being black, why they stay unemployed, why they don't vote, why they don't sit together, why they still don't. Why they fucking two tears in the bucket, let the chairman tell you what happened, Captain. The motherfucking cops and corrupt is corrupt throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed, and it's on the earth for all it's worth. Try to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations after generations coming up? And I only know, but I ain't even giving a fuck about gold kills like Harry T. Marcus Garvey. I'd be motherfucking minister to UEP. Shit. We don't know through the COINTELPRO. We die by the time, man.
One second, John. I bet we'll just make something loud. Free them all. Live and direct. Okay, right on. Just make something loud on this stream. Hey, real quick. Let me check something out. Bet with us. One second. I need to do this, y'all. Okay. I can't see myself. I'm doing something wrong. Okay. I can't see. Story of my life, me in the studios, I mean this buffering. Okay, thank you, Kevin. You said I'm buffering. Okay, missing my Wi-Fi. Okay. So I'm buffering anyway. One second, make sure my Wi-Fi is good. I'm here, my Wi-Fi is good. Okay, I'm trying to see why I'm not sure. Okay. Giving you one. Okay. I'm trying to do the stream thing. Okay, man. Looks like it's like command. Okay. Okay, I think we're good. Let me know that can. Okay, right on. We're on it in. Make sure we live on YouTube live on the stream. Okay, let's. I think I'm good. Kevin, I'm good. Let me know I'm good on this stream, y'all. Kevin Carter, let me know I'm good. Same. Okay, right on. We good. Okay, right on. We good. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know what this is, what time it is. Welcome to weekly program hosted by the Black Panther Party Club, hosted by U.S. Secretary Hampton Jr. Robert Allen, a.k.a. Blade and Rage. Let's make history. Let's tape history, y'all. Say you're right. That's what it is. Let's try this here. Man, we moving and grooving, you know what I'm saying? Let me, man, a little bit under the weather, but I'm just, man, I say before, this time you be so paranoid, you don't know what to say. If it's comic code, with this man, what's this, man? Do I need to answer your last day or what? This is crazy times, man. You know, just even the feeling of that. I was just talking about, like, even this the daily situations in Chirac and every other colonized community. Aside from the physical death toll, the impact it has on you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's gonna happen. It creates all types of sentiment. So again, we gonna cover this on out, man. Real talk. So we here. We on Instagram. We're on StreamYard Live. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all can't come on, tune in with us. Let's make history. Take history. Take history. 929-477-7035-708-223-8953. You call 929-477-7035. Press 1 to be linked in. We'll get straight into it, y'all. Let me say this. I'm just trying to struggle with different contradictions, not even being on time. But the deal is we fighting for so many different dynamics, so many space to fight on our own terms. You know, we get a call early this morning of Dr. Rashad. We get a call about that was murdered last night or early this morning in Dalton at Dalton Police. And you know, we literally got to move on the pivot, man. So we up getting that information, trying to get it out. So we expect her father to call in. Yes, this happened late last night, early this morning. They're not the vehicle. They're not even seen the sister's body. Their daughter's body. She's 19 years old. So we're talking about that. Hip hop fraternity just hitting in with us. You know what I'm saying? Ken should be get the background resume. Some of y'all may be familiar with them in different arenas, but we're going to be talking what's happening with hip-hop fraternity. Brazil, we update on our deputy chairman, Franco, the cases that he has been fighting in regards to the statue of, can we call it this particular statue that was, the state said defaced, but it was, in time when the question was being raised about the Confederate statues and throughout the country, and just even the question of white nationalism and the names of parks and everything, institutions, and so there's still going on. So in France, charge over there, and also today, Brazil, our comrades from Brazil will be calling in, letting us know about this latest charge and this latest sweep. Arrests that were made and got again in Brazil. So, I just mentioned to you, I just sent Nicole at Inglewood, Chicago, what happened in Dalton, and she said, wow, somebody was on the news. These are the stories that, that we have to put out that happened on the ground and give the correct instructions, the correct political what's going on down. We live and direct, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history and take history. Y'all be better than you say cub with us. You know what I'm saying? A little bit under weather, but we gonna cover it all out, man. Real talk. That's what it is. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to tune in with us. Also, you can call in at 708-223-553. Shout out to the UNIA, but President Moore and all the organizations. I think he said there was 18 organizations and 20 different speakers, you know. And Brother Eric Mobley, New Era. I'm really hesitant to start naming people. You know, the comrade Daphne, man, she's out there. She has spoken before us, and, you know, that was a good situation. Then when he dropped the mic, and you keep walking, the mic too hot or something, you know. But it was back-to-back. It was, you know, so I got some of the – in fact, when I spoke to the comrade Dennis, your phone was saying the temperature is too hot. Now, somebody else was speaking. She said, I said, yeah, that's the phone. It's my phone. You know, I mean, the weather's too hot, politically too hot. And I mean, it was back to back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not just gonna talk for talk's sake. You know, so I don't know if that's up. Those who didn't see it, check it out. You know, again, those who didn't see it, check it out. And I just want to shout out Brother President Moore, UNIA, and I'm an event. But as you can see, y'all can see on the front page of the Village Press, the House Community Refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Andy, but after the clock and others who came, the people who came out, you know what I'm saying? And we continue to be stocking the Hampton House Community Refrigerator. Right on. So that's what it is. I want y'all to tune in. Matter of fact, shout out to all those tuning in who are streaming online with YouTube. There's a new, hold on, my phone. My brother, I get you on my phone now. Can you call in on 929? Or it's on the flyer, that phone number on the flyer.
Okay.
And then press 1 when you call in. Press 1. Or then that's 2, and then press 1.
All right.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, we got a call coming in a minute, the father. Call in a minute. But his father, Alexis, excuse me, her father, Alexis, was murdered late last night, early this morning. We'll get more details forthcoming. Again, I have a record with Free My Radio here, Intellectual Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. Rage. Y'all will be locked and loaded for another episode. Sir. You got a curfew, you got a check-in, the parole or whatever, let them know you're going to send you somewhere. You're at a community event, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving too many details. Again, we ride, you know what I'm saying? Hey, crossing state lines, you know what I'm saying? Crossing all geographies. We're here, we're in Dalton, we're in Brazil. We moving and grooving, y'all, making history, taking history, taking history. Come on, again, making me heads up. Let's cover up and get the call in queue. I'm going to grab a shot of water real quick. I need to get some tea, but when the call comes in, if they lock it right on in.
Real
mom, definitely. They sure. You talk about Tiny House Warriors, okay? July 23rd, again, just make update about that home invasion, that attack. July 23rd, our comrades, I'm about Tiny House Warriors. Make sure you go to Connor's page about that. Real talk. Let me get a pin. Did the caller call in?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. He's on the line. Free them all.
Free them all. Okay, call us in.
Hello.
Right on. Give me 2 seconds, brother. Right on. Try the waters on the world with you. Okay. If I'm correct, okay, this is, let me put this on the microphone real quick. Welcome to Free them all Radio. This is hosted by myself, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage, on behalf of Free them all Radio. First premise, we're extending our condolences through the door. And for those who, those who just tuning in, let us know who you are and what's in regards to this strategy. Get your daughter. I'm saying late last night or this early this morning. I'm not even sure the details. Sister Dr. LaShawn and also my brother Joe. I hope he calls in too. Joe had Conrad Daphne, you can't text Joe to let him know we on the air. Text him to fly if you can, if it's possible. Let him know we on the air too. Okay, my brother, we're here for you. The lines are open.
Okay. My name is Alonzo Wilson. I'm from Chicago, you know. And my daughter was killed by the police. Dalton police. Dalton, Illinois police, man. And they ain't told me nothing yet. They've been all over the news. They done said she was the worst criminal that could ever be born, but came to my house and said, "Well, sir, we don't have no information for you. We just know of shots fired and a crash." So I asked him, "Okay, did my daughter hit somebody and they got out and shoot her?" "Well, sir, it's an investigation going on. Shots fired and a crash. That's all I could tell you." Next thing I do is look at the news, and they talking about a young girl who they said was 23, who's actually 19. They tried to make her older, you know, for the sympathy part.
Yes.
And she's 19, and they said, and I'm like, people calling me like, "Man, I think that's your daughter, dog." So I've been to my house. I done called the police station. They hung up on me 3 times. Then when they saw that I wasn't going to stop calling, wasn't going to stop holding on, they had me on hold for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Da, 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 da. Then when they saw that I wasn't finna stop calling, he finally answered and told me the same thing. Now, this is 2 days after my daughter was dead. So today we did a news conference. We marched up to the police station. We had a lawyer. We sat down and talked to Chief, and he said, basically, they can do that. If it's a police shooting, and I'm telling them, like, if my daughter was got caught by a thug on the street or shot by a thug on the street, if y'all had them in custody, what would y'all do that day? Interrogate them, make them talk, handle y'all business. But because a police shot my daughter, "Oh, well, he hasn't been interviewed yet." What? So what y'all waiting on? "Oh, well, you know, them laws got to be changed, man. That's crazy."
No doubt.
And I said,
no,
y'all came to my house. I talked to y'all. I said, and I told them, You could tell the media that the police killed my daughter. You could tell the media that my daughter drove off and blah, blah, blah. But you can't tell her parents whose house you walked in.
Yes.
When you already know who killed my daughter, you come to my house and say, well, we don't have any answers for you. But you tell the news, that's a cover-up, bro. And we're not standing for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're not standing for it, man.
No, we're not.
Alexis Wilson, my baby, man, we got to ride for her. She was killed by Dawn police, man.
Yes, sir.
Unlawfully. She was.
Yes, sir.
Dude, it's video coming out now. Dude, she was murdered. And it's a video out now where you can see him strike my daughter twice in the face. That's why she pulled off. She wouldn't have never pulled off if they wouldn't have hit her in the face. That was a reaction.
Yes.
If you in a car that's running and somebody slap you in your face, you might press the gas. And they got guns drawn at you. She was terrified, man, 19 years old. Her birthday is in October, man. And they said this is the killer. They told the news, they told the press that she was irate because the store was closed. The store is called Bye-Bye's. They all over Chicago and the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't close at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was shot at 12:30 at night.
Wow.
They lied. She was irate. You know why she was irate?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not a cell phone person, but these young kids do everything over the phone. She ordered her food online.
Yeah.
They took money out her account. And when she got there, they didn't have her order. That's why she was snapping on them. And the Arabs that owned the store called the police on her and said she had a gun. Now, if you look at any of the news clips, anytime they say, well, they said she had a gun, they said he had a gun and shots were fired, anytime you will hear at the end of that news clip, a gun was recovered, a gun was found, a gun was this. They're going to stack their case. Look for a gun. I asked the police today, like, did y'all find a gun? He just looked at me. I can't give out any information, sir. Yeah, I bet you can't, because you murdered my daughter, bro, because she cursed you out and said, why you fucking with me when you should be fucking with them? Oh, excuse my French. Because they stealing my money.
No, bro.
They stealing my money. They taking my money.
Yes.
You should be helping me.
Yes.
That's what she told him. And then when he didn't like that, he didn't. And then the car was a push button. It ain't no key. It's a fob. So they asked him for the key. Cut the car. Put the key. My daughter telling him, like, hey, this, you know, this 2021. Ain't no key. It's push button.
Yeah.
So he didn't like the way he was speaking to her, so he smacked her twice. And that's when she pulled off. And the footage is going to show it.
We're talking about outside of Chicago area, Dalton, in the south suburb of Chicago. South suburb. Technically, it's like, you know, the same contradictions that are happening here, that occurs in Chicago, contradictions. I'm talking about the conditions, you know, within the school, the conditions, the relationship, I'm using that term loosely, the relationship with that are in our community, and this is not just Chicago, it's not Dalton, you know what I'm saying, throughout every colonized community, you know what I'm saying, the era, this respect, you know, and look at the George Floyd case, you know what I'm saying, at the store, at Cub Foods, how, you know what I'm saying, had this reversed. I mean, just imagine these gas, whatever, you know what I'm saying, the business lines, what have you, that the people up there, if they would have called the police, say they were disrespecting, you know what I'm saying, you never even hear nothing. You
yep.
see, automatically, and like and brother just said, so the, unless the door, like y'all should be talking to them. You know, and I mean, but automatically, case after case, we had a discussion about this other day with police came. We actually spoke about it last week. I think it was on Frontier Airlines when the white people had attacked the black passengers. And the police came, the white passengers walked off, you know what I'm saying? But they immediately came and threw down on the black people. And you know what I'm saying? This is not negating the role of the police. It's the whole politics, the way our people are treated from, I mean, the courtrooms to the merchants in our community. And our people say, well, we just don't shop. A lot of times that's easier done. Because when you're talking about creating a colonized community, you know what I'm saying? That's, it's like everything is dictated to us from tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Who they have, what type of police they put in our community, what type of merchants they put in our community, what type of food, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these merchants, I know merchants, when you hear the word Baba, people don't mean, we know before the brother even said Arabs. I knew exactly, you know what I'm saying, which community, which individuals. And not to meet the individuals who get ran out of their respective communities. In other words, they couldn't get out in their own homelands, whatever. They grabbed New Orleans, South Vietnamese, you know what I'm saying, who was doing bogus over there. They put them in New Orleans to push the dope and the reject pistols and, you know what I'm saying, run amok with our sisters, you know what I'm saying, up in the joint. In many cases, the brothers. The whole political impact, of this, and this is, I mean, again, the political ramifications, you know what I'm saying? What's the case in Tupac, Latasha Harmon, in Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? It's a message that's sent to every slumlord. It's a message sent to every police precinct. It's a message to every merchant. When they come in, when they get the loans, and they speak together, they work hard. Listen, they have all this. You can see any different points that change their name, like from dolphins to whales to sharks to babas, whatever. They come in and, like, get forgiveness and switch the name up, and they can come in and just get loans. Congress passed an emergency bill. Including the CBC, the Congressional Black Congress. After the uprising, the rebellion happened after the Rodney King verdict. $360 million emergency funding right to the merchants in our community. I mean, like ASAP, they called it. You see with other communities what can happen. Now, you say, well, we're not presenting what's wrong with us, so you know what I mean? You don't take no rocket science. You don't see no legislators. See, man, the footage. Yes, sir.
Can I say this? And what you're saying is, because
yes,
all you have to do is say black person with a weapon and the police is coming out guns drawn. And let me say this.
Let's go.
Now, I'm gonna say this. My daughter was supposedly have drug a police. Right. Now, it's video out. Now, first let me say, I still haven't seen my daughter's body. They won't let me see my daughter's body. And now that I've seen this video clip that I'm going to try to send to you, brother, I see why.
Yes, sir.
Because the police that shot my daughter carved with her when she pulled off. And she was shot at close range. And that's why they tried to concoct this. Oh, she was drugged. No. She drugged a police officer. No. I'm looking at the video. When dude hit her twice, she hit the gas. They had her friend outside the car with that door open. He hopped in, and then it goes to the blank. So ain't no policeman going to shoot at a car with the police in there. They don't want us to see how close that them they was right next to her.
Yes.
Hey, man,
yes.
They murdered my daughter, man. They trying to cover it up.
No,
but they thought we was just going to say, oh, they didn't know she had a father that loved her. They ain't know she had a mother that love her. They ain't know that she had brothers that love her. They ain't know she had sisters that love her. We love everybody. White, black, green, orange, or red. But y'all ain't finna do this to us, man. For real.
For real.
Do the same to everybody. If my daughter was in the wrong, fine. But no. Don't. I can accept that. But don't not tell me nothing. Don't murder my daughter and then try to cover it up and try to act like she's a monster. No, we ain't accepting that. I know my daughter.
She got a smart mouth.
She got a smart mouth, just like every other human being. And if somebody is messing with you for nothing, you're going to question them. What the hell are you messing with me for? I didn't do nothing. But if you don't like we're not supposed to talk back to the police. We just supposed to bow down and kowtow and let them do anything we want to. No, man. That ain't the way life is. That ain't the way kids are. That ain't the way grown-ups are. Sometimes my son is autistic. If the police pull him over, or he's going to run or cry, or he's going to get irate. And what they going to do, kill him? We need to do, hey, I love your platform, bro. This is Lo from Chicago, man. We need to, this needs to change, man. Because now I'm worried about my son. He's autistic, man. He's going to run from the police. Yes. He's going to cry. He's going to kick, scream, fight, kick. And what they going to do, kill him? Before they find out that he's actually autistic? No.
And say that's fear for their life.
No. No, man. We can't. Something got to be done, man.
Something got to be done, brother. We got to do this together, man.
With your platform, my platform, fucking with your boy Lo, we got to do something, man.
Yes, sir. This airway is open for you, brother. We on deck. We're going to get some bodies out there with y'all. Like I said, I got the calls from Dr. LaShawn, Brother Joe. We put the word out. Again, y'all, we need, man, Alexis Wilson. We're calling up Father. I'm getting so charged. Don't forget, got your name that quick, man. Move so fast.
Alonzo Wilson.
Alonzo Wilson. We got you on the line. We need y'all. Again, Dolphin, this is, man. Distance, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, to Chicago, you know what I'm saying? These contradictions. And let me not negate the role of the media. Let us not negate the role of the media. Even Brother Lonzo talked about, listen to, like, even the narrative. I was watching some movie when they had a whole process, a procedure, when you come in from the, when they go deliver the news to someone else in the army, there was a death in their family. And they were saying something about make sure that the door is open. We're going to say until you open the door. It's a whole procedure, that, like, how you're careful and caution you are with the emotions. Listen to the narrative. Listen to how it's cut up, you know, car crash, shooting, you know what I'm saying? And see, you will be hard-pressed, I guarantee you. Go try to Google police killed anybody. You can't find it. You say, even with today's fire. I was back and forth. It was a couple of options that one is the way it says, like, you would think that, like, she committed suicide. You know, so the way that the narrative is. So not only with a grain of salt, the media's role with this here, and it takes where the steam from it. And my brother just pointed out, that doesn't get something in the community. That doesn't get the James down the street, you know what I'm saying? I mean the picture individuals posted up around. You know, matter of fact, we could take a poll on how many people, if they heard this, how many of us think automatically that the first, I guarantee you, be honest with ourselves, man, sister shot in Dalton last night. I guarantee you, images of 19, 18-year-old black men with dreadlocks pop up in our heads. And we be honest with ourselves. And this is, you know what I'm saying, there are so many countless murders of our people that, you know what I'm saying, that, again, we don't get some contradiction in our community, but this dynamic of the state, you know what I'm saying, when people say it's the same thing, I can't tell.
I can't tell because it's to add insult to injury. It's a certain amount of powerlessness that you feel. You know what I'm saying? You hear somebody, man, somebody just shot to a door. You who? Or do them on such and such street. It's a certain, it's a certain feel. We're going to address that. It's the injury, the added insult to injury. I can't even see her. You know what I'm saying?
And
you're playing these word games. Yes, sir.
Guess what they told my daughter? Guess what the news is saying now? Her cause of death.
What's that?
Guess what they saying her cause of death was? Not the three bullets
that
hit her when they pumped five, when it was five shots. They said the cause of death was her crashing into the bike store. So man, my daughter went through that, man, and all that trauma. They trying to say it wasn't the bullets. They trying to cover up. I'm not standing for it, man.
Yeah. I'm not standing for nobody's daughter.
Nobody's son, nobody.
The people's
this shit
got to
end, man.
Right on,
they can't keep doing this to us, man.
Sad to say. No,
they
right.
can't
you
keep
mean,
doing
you,
this
you,
to
you
us,
right.
man. Every day I'm platforming, I'm preaching against this, man.
Yes, sir.
Let us live like y'all live. Let us live, man. Let us live.
Yeah.
We're going to make mistakes.
Man,
kids gonna be kids. We gonna curse. We gonna fight. We gonna do everything. But show that same sympathy that you show for the other side, man. They adolescents.
We can look at the case.
They got parents that love them. They got procedures
throwing what you call them things, them tire spikes. The tire spikes upon the car.
They could have saved anything.
They had a car in front of her van.
So, but the only reason she pulled off is because he hit her in her face like she was a guy on the streets. My daughter weighed 110 pounds, 19 years old.
I seen a picture.
Brother Alonzo, so the mayor has said that she hasn't seen the body camera, but she's confident that the officers acted appropriately. You haven't seen anything, but you're confident.
We're going to her tomorrow. Because how can you say that you haven't seen any – you're supposed to be a mayor for the citizens of Dalton.
Right.
So why couldn't you say, well, you know, we'll – we got to review the video, you know. Sorry for the loss of the. Nobody gave a fuck about my daughter. It's all about protecting those police.
Right.
She could have got up there and say, "I'm sorry, another homicide, and we're gonna investigate, and I'm sorry for the loss of the family. I'm sorry for the police. She could have said all of that, but what did she do? Oh,
right.
I ain't got to see no video because I know that little black girl deserved to get shot three times by the police. That's y'all mayor? Nah, she getting it too. We riding on her too. And I don't mean to nobody.
I'm gonna give you some hugs.
We finna let her know we not standing for it. The people ain't having it. You gotta go.
So somebody get information from all administrators down to the somebody. I mean, they videotape all of this. I'm talking about this. I mean, again, as I said often, I know a lot of young all the audience may not be familiar when I use this term, but black people we are treated like the Rodney Dangerfields of all races. And for the young audience, that means it was a white comedian. His joke, his punchline was, I get no respect. It's, I mean, again, you can't make this up. The core, I mean, it's something, again, that sports. The vendors, what emboldens merchants in our community to be feel, you know what I'm saying, the uprisings going on, you know what I'm saying, still be, to come in the clothes shop, you know what I'm saying, 2 in the morning, feel cocky enough to, you know what I'm saying,
I mean, this, you know what I'm saying, call. Mm-hmm. George Floyd case. You know what I'm saying? When, as soon as they look at not just George Floyd as an individual, look at the whole climate. Look at, automatically.
And look at how the media depicted it before we saw the video.
You know what I'm saying? It comes right down on. And then you go back, the whole community. You know what I'm saying? This warrants if you show some footage and police were white and all of this time, like, look at the guy in the cottage with George Floyd. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to tell them, they pulled me over one time walking by 20 police. Why your heart beating fast? I have no idea. I don't know why I would be concerned. I don't know where this comes from. You know what I'm saying? But the quote unquote relationship. You know what I'm saying? How it is before you get out with our people. You know, we live in direct on CMR Radio, y'all. We need more bodies out there tomorrow. I'm on the air right now, brother. We need bodies out there. I know it's hot outside. I know all kinds of stuff is going on. Maybe we can't do that physically. I need a call in number to all the administrator's office there in Dalton, Illinois. Dalton, again, is the south suburb.
Yes, sir.
Of Chicago, Illinois. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that far of a ride, y'all. You know what I'm saying? For them to be out there. Brothers, I need some contact with page, some email, some sort of where people can tune in. I need somebody to help me get me up to the page. And they still
haven't told me who killed my daughter. They still said that it was a crash. And shots were fired, and your daughter didn't make it. I said, well, who killed my daughter? Well, it's under investigation. We don't know. Okay, so was anybody detained? Well, I don't know, sir. I just got into work today. I just took over the case. Now, this is after I saw the news and saw that her friend, who came and gave a statement and said the reason that she pulled off was because the officer smacked her twice. Now, they threatened to lock him back up, so he's terrified right now. He's terrified.
I think so.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
The mayor got to be held accountable. Everybody's going to be held accountable, man. I'm going to be fighting for my daughter until I see her again, man. No. And I'm not just fighting for my daughter. I'm fighting for all our daughters, sons that have to deal with this bullshit, man. I'm fighting for all us, man. Not just mine.
Right on.
All us, man.
The people's pain reflect.
Yes. We can't continue to live like this. We killing each other, and then they killing us. And when we kill each other, the police ain't never around. Nobody gets called. Oh, it's another black man died. Oh, who cares? Oh, we'll catch him later. What? We double guns in the community.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Kill each other.
Yeah.
But then when they kill us, it's like, okay, let's get this together. Get the tape. Get this. Do this. And they hard on it. They solving this shit.
Yeah.
Even though they lying and covering up.
Yeah.
But a young black man on the street, they ain't out there like, okay, look at somebody. Oh, well, nobody's in custody. But let a white boy in my neighborhood get shot. Well, we ain't going to even be able to eat food until somebody get they self up.
And a damn bag going to be.
Come on, man.
Real talk. A damn bag going to be on the street. Ain't nothing going to move. You better believe it.
Ain't no money being made. Ain't nothing moving until we find out.
Ain't nothing moving.
Nothing. I lived it. I grew up in it.
Real talk.
And I'm still here. And I'm finna keep fighting for my people,
yes,
man.
Sir.
And we need to stop killing each other, man. I'm also fighting for that, man. Stop killing each other. Look me up on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Every day I give PSAs on how I love my black women, on how I love my black men.
Yeah.
Straight up, man. That's what I'm here to do, man. That's what I'm here to do, man. Uplift.
Give us a social media contact, Lo. Lo, give us a social media contact. I need y'all to repost this.
Plugging with your boy Lo on YouTube. Plugging with your boy Lo on Facebook. Plugging with your boy Lo on Instagram. Plugging with your boy Lo on TikTok. Alonzo Wilson on Facebook, man. And you go through my catalog, and all I'm showing is love to my people. Let's wake up. Let's come together, man. Kings and queens, man. But they got y'all fooled. But I'm here to let you know, no longer. I die telling you the truth, whether you think I'm a nerd or a mark or whatever. Don't matter to me. Because I sleep good at night letting my people know that I love y'all, man, and I care for y'all, and stop killing each other, man. Hey, it's your boy Lo, man.
Brother.
I love y'all.
Every Wednesday, this outlet, this platform is open for you all the time. We need y'all check in. With Brother plug in. We see what time we're going to be out there in Dalton, Illinois. Police, the mayor of Dalton, Bob's restaurant, you name it. Again, justice for Alexis Wilson, justice for them all. We live and direct with our crowd, brother. Lonzo Wilson, let me get in contact, y'all, on all the social media outlets. We connected, brother. We live and direct again. This is every Wednesday. The outlet's open for you. We're on my radio. I'll make sure I hit up you and connect with you on Facebook and other social media outlets, man.
Yes, sir. Again, and I'm plugging with you every Wednesday, baby. I love you, man.
I'm plugging with you every Wednesday, man. Yes, sir.
All right. Get out
That's
of here,
That's what
man.
It is.
I got
to load it.
Yes, sir. Shout out, baby. Yeah. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. I love y'all, man.
We love you, brother.
One love.
We love you, brother.
Yes,
right on. One All love. Right. Justin says, Alexis Wilson, y'all, we live in the West with you and the Father. Lonzo Wilson's Chairman Fred Humphrey. Benny Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady Wade. Let me see y'all.
Yes,
sir. Tag, subscribe to YouTube. Put the posters out. Get 10 cans of friends. You know, again, we're going down to Dalton, Baltimore, South Suburb. Tomorrow, live and direct. You know what I'm saying? So check out Brother Lowe's plate. Get the time and details. Again, I want to thank Brother Joe. I want to thank us and Dr. Shaha. We're going to say again, another call the text saying nothing like, that's early in the morning. Come on, let me take this right downstairs here, too. That's my fault. I work hours at 24/7, 7 days a week. Let's take this. We're live and direct. I'm going to be real quick. I think we got the man Brazil calling in. We got my brother Ken calling in. I'm going to go to the door. We need to the station. We can bring them on in. Y'all, 22 seconds. We'll get right back with us, though. Can you call us in peace with the comrade?
Free him off, Chairman. We have Sister Lisa
Free
Simpson
on.
On the... Free him off.
Yeah. Free
him off.
Turn it down,
Gio.
Yeah, free him off. Man, I wish our brothers were well. Okay. Let me call back. Okay, hold on. Let me get this door. Matter of fact, you can start giving background for me just because those who just tuned in and just some crazy about who you are. We got now an event that just occurred in the West Coast. Give us an update on that real quick. I'm giving this door for his brother real quick. Free Mars, Lisa, you there?
Yeah, free them all.
See that? Calling Q.
Free them all. Free them all.
Free them all.
Hey, free them all, comrade. How everything going, bro?
And we're a little bit under the weather, but we still moving and grooving. Again, I don't know if you heard the brothers just get up now. I open this door. I'll be right back. Radio Rage is on. The listeners still on. But if you can, the phenomenal event that we heard occurred. You know what I'm saying? People all over. Right on, bro. Okay, right on. You'll sit there with me again? Okay, right on. Okay, well, I'm good. Then. Right on. Yes, if this following, we know how to do it. Brother, you met it. Just jump in line with us. You know what I'm saying? He on deck with you live and direct. For him all. We just had I don't know if you heard, right on. Lisa, I don't know if you heard the man's call. And I'm running through the hearing our wife is right between the clip. His daughter, Lexi Wilson, smirked like the last night. Dalton, this is South Suburban Chicago. In fact, you came through when you came last, you came before. But give us a little background. The significance of what's occurring on the West Coast, who all came in, what's going on, and I want to make sure, his contact, he gave me his social media contact, then to make sure y'all, connect up, with the Fairmont Radio.
That connection. Yeah, I was listening to the brother when he was just talking to you, bro, but, I'm going to just keep it real with you. I'm 5 years. 5 years in this thing, bruh, and I'm going to keep on saying it until the people really hear me because they act like they don't hear me. Fred C. Hampton Sr. is our fight, bro. But see, when you can run around everybody else, but who is the person that's in the gap for this fight looking for something that you don't even know what you want yourself, it make it hard for parents like me and for the parents that I run with, the like-minded movement individuals. For the families, by the families, you feel me? See, I don't understand how they get behind Al Sharpton, and we all know he a known FBI informant, but they won't get behind Fred C. Hampton Jr., and his daddy was the first motherfucker 52 years ago that got killed by this same machine that we supposedly be trying to stop. See, I'm tired of these motherfuckers waiting until it knock on their motherfucking door and then want to be a part of. I'm talking about last week before shit was drastic. Was motherfuckers talking about we need to come together? See, this is what kills me with this fight, bro. I get tired of every time, and even the family, bro, and it's sad. Every time the pigs kill one of us, the first goddamn thing come out their mouth is, oh, we got to stop killing each other. Show me us killing each other. Show it to me. Show me the statistics that you seen this nigga kill this nigga and they got it on film. Because if they don't, I don't want to hear that no more. I want to hear that the pigs killed my motherfucking kid and I feel like killing five of them. That's what I want to hear. Because it ain't no black on black crime. It's the system against our black and brown asses. And until we overstand, because we act like we don't understand. So until we overstand that this machine ain't going to never stop, until we stop following the other cops. Just because we got the same color skin don't mean we can. Chairman, I've been rocking with you for 5 years strong, bro. Nobody came to my aid. Ain't nobody trying to help me. I'm tired of hearing this old flabbergastic-ass bullshit of we supposed to have each other back. Hold the fuck up. The motherfuckers think Harriet Tubman just walked through them motherfucking tunnels without no problems. It wasn't no motherfucking slave masters in them tunnels. It was her own goddamn people. And what she do? Knock their ass down to get them out of her way. Sometimes you got to knock your problem down so you ain't got no problems. See, motherfuckers looking for a leader. She's looking for a leader for it. The leader didn't kill your kid, the pigs did. Motherfuckers scary. It's quick to turn the narrative on black crime. What about white on white crime? Hispanic on Latino crime, Chinese on Chinese crime, Filipino on Filipino crime. Where's that?
Mm-hmm.
But every time they kill us, it's always a subjective that they got to put in front of the death of our children. Like I've told these mothers and fathers in this fight, Sherman, I'm 52 years old, bro. You know everything about me. I've seen the Tulsa massacre, and it took you 100 years to acknowledge it. Lisa Simpson, the mother of Richard Grisham, I ain't got 100 years to acknowledge you killing my son. So I'm trying to do some actions like yesterday. No, I'm not going to no park on no motherfucking Saturday to talk to no press because he can't help me. I want to talk to some people that can help me, direct me in the right direction. If y'all can get swung around and dosey-doed and hokey-pokey around, all that shit, and you don't got to like me because my son didn't get killed for life. But God damn it, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can reject it or you can or respect it or accept it. You can reject it or you can reject it or reject it.
But guess what? One damn thing for sure, certainly two things for sure, you're going to respect that shit because Lisa Simpson and Mother Richard Richard said so. They tried to tear my fifth-year death anniversary down. God said not on his watch, had a beautiful fifth-year death anniversary. My family's going home tomorrow. They stayed extra days because you can be you around Lisa Simpson. You ain't got to be Hollywood. I live where Hollywood's at, but you ain't got to act it. But I love you, Tier. I got your two hats, bro. You know, you're my guy. Been my guy. Gonna always be my guy. We gonna turn up in heaven like we do up right here on earth, bro. Can't nobody separate us. Appreciate you having me on your show. You know, I brought like seven families out. You know, I wanted to get with the families that you don't get to hear about. I want people to meet those families. They already know the families that everybody else know about, but I want people to hear about them families that you ain't never heard their story before, because they important.
Could you give us a roll call? That's what's also going to interject. 5 years, the same, you know, that, you know, I'm thinking back, you know, funeral services, Richard T. Richard, you know, and the relationships that we've garnered with the people, you know what I'm saying, not been on our the ideal situation that we met, you know what I'm saying, as I said a number of times, same system that divided us, you know what I'm saying, really put us together in many cases, you know, and I've met a lot of people who I'm glad I met, but I hate the situation happened. This is a protracted struggle. It's an ongoing thing. And there are ups and downs in regards to this deal. And the consistency, like, again, it just kind of hit when you just see, put in context of the timeline. And that PAC funeral, I was going to mention this also, Richard J. Richard, like even the relationship, when we talk about that, you mentioned last thing you came about, you know, Malcolm X, Elijah Lee, El Shabazz, and with your son, Richard J. Richard. Before you get a roll call off of what the family's there, how many times, you know what I'm saying, and go look at her, look at a photograph of him also, you know, even about the size of the physical size, statue of his daughter, you know, I mean, if this is done to animals, you look at the statue, this is the physical statue of these individuals we're talking about now, you know, we reference as overkill, you know, how many times he was shot, and then give us also a roll call of the families that were there and are there, you know, anniversary.
My son's name is Richard J. Richer. He was born April 29th, 1998. He was assassinated by LAPD July 25th, 2016 in the Nickerson Gardens. I brought mothers and fathers to my event and loved ones that the world needs to know, because it's bigger than the money and it's more than just me. It's Richard Richards and Michael Wesley, Carvis Gamble Jr., and all over the world, cheer. And me being around you, your richness, your heart, your compassion taught me a lot about having compassion for people, you feel me? So when I was deciding to do my fifth-year death anniversary, I wanted to be families that didn't get no shine, even though I didn't get no shine, but I felt like me giving them, sharing my light is what I was supposed to do. So I had Conrad from your area, Chantel Brooks. Her son's name is Michael Wesley. He got killed 8 years ago. She's still here right now. She in my house right now in my living room. Then I went deep to Florida. I brought up Chandler Lippin. Her son's name is Carvin Gamble Jr. He was killed 8 years ago by the police out there in the church. Then I mixed because, you know, you told me all this was connected. So I went to Dayton, Ohio, and brought out Brother Deion Green, his father was assassinated two years ago in a mass shooting at the garment district. Then I know I want to be around the men because I know I need my brothers in my fight. So I went to Memphis and I pulled up Sonny Weber, and his son was Brandon Weber. They got killed by the Memphis police. I went to Detroit and I assessed Kevin Kellum. His son was Terrence Kellum. He got killed in his face in his house, but he wasn't able to make it. And then my brothers from up north in the Bay Area, the McCoy family, Willie McCoy was a young man that was sleeping in a Taco Bell parking lot, and the police shot 55 shots at his car and killed the young man. His brother and his big cousin came to my event. I had representation for the Cubs, so I already knew that I was well protected. You sent your goons. I mean, it was like, man, it was cold, man. I brought like the beginning of the Black Lives Matter movement when my son got killed. I had Adam in there. I had Jasmine Abdullah. I had Kenyatta Celine. I had Alfredo Gamma. I had Charlene from L.A. Ken. It was just all the originals when this shit first went all bad, when it's like the killings, it seemed like it increased and increased and increased. I'm tired of the club. I'm tired of meeting new families. I'm trying to put an end to this shit, bro. You feel me? I'm trying to get people on the same page. I don't want you to think like me, but have some of my attributes, and we can make some shit work. We can put a wig on a pig and make some shit happen. You feel me? But I just brought out the people that I fuck with. Carla, she ain't even a mom. But when I first met this lady a couple of years ago, she just struck me because she was like, I haven't lost my kid, and I don't want to lose my kid, but I want to get it in now. So if it do come to my door, I'm prepared. So the name of her organization is Black Ops for Black Lives, and she said we didn't have nobody to fight for. I brought her down here, bro, cheering. I mean, it was so wonderful. I didn't even understand, bro. I cried because I was like, I don't even know how I put this shit off with no donations, no help, just BJ Trotter and Alfredo Gamma. Adam bought the balloons. I mean, it was like everybody was coming in at the last minute. I even had a TV show film my whole event, bro. Like that, I don't even know where they came from, bro.
Man,
like, man.
That's on the footage. I just want to come in. All those came out. Clinch Fisher, the Cubs being on deck. I was it was an interview with some artist. I think his name was Gunplay or something. He got this. I'm not giving no commercial. He did say something like this. It kind of triggered my thoughts. Album coming out. He said, no, I'm not doing it. The rest. He say, I'm having different artists from different states, 9 different states. And, you know, in podcasting thing, definitely probably heard about this before, I don't know. Tupac talking about that, some 50 niggas, one from each state. But that move, you know what I'm saying, that connection, the roll call that you just laid down just now, Prince just salute, you know what I'm saying, because, again, the people's playing reflexes, you know what I'm saying, trends, colonial borders. They want to keep us here, so I'm on the south side, that's the west side. So to make the states that you just mentioned, you know what I'm saying, we gotta be connected up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, internationally. So I just want to say right on, and just even your presence, that, you know, the events from annual Chairman Fred Hampton Streets Party to Black Panther Party at the historical 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California, under contested conditions. And I say contested conditions because there were attempts to hijack, continue to hijack the legacy. I mean, there were people, big funders, and came in, for the 50th anniversary. And we had the authentic, you know what I'm saying, we pretended to stretch your bones, you know what I'm saying, we had the actual people there, you know what I'm saying, at least rich amongst others, amongst the Richard, Trey Richard. And so I just want to say again, the ongoing making that connection again, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it would be ideal if we just say, man, it's messed up, just indulgence. Well, they tripping in New York, the police, man, Chicago, you know what I'm saying? You know, Cleveland, police is messed up. Man, case after case all over, you know what I'm saying? You have a plandemic, you know
know what I'm saying? You're talking about national calls, how to deal with coronavirus, international policies. We have to have international policies that address the terrorism that we as a people are subjected to. And I said the terrorism, not the brutality, but the AAT, the African anti-terrorism bill, terrorism, which is the concentration camps. I didn't say the correctional centers. The concentration camps. The chemical biological warfare, you know what I'm saying, that comes through the forms of the Mollies, you know what I'm saying, the Percocet, you name. We have to put this in war terms, conscious war terms. We have to do this, again, close those lines with those connections. And the state sees it as a problem. We've seen that the laws that came out with during the King of the Black Power movement, that was actually a law, the H. Rob Brown law. This is a law that the state that came up with saying if you say something in an upper, you come to town, this is in regards to H. Rob Brown. Not only is he man, you know what I mean, one of the most charismatic, courageous representatives of the Black Power movement, who's locked up right now as we speak. So when he went to certain cities, he went up. You know what I'm saying? They said, man, this is a problem. This is contagious. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, they smell it. You know what I'm saying? After Spurgeon Jake went to defend himself, was assassinated November 13, 1969, by Chicago police. The FBI, they called special meeting and said, what's making these niggas move with the spirit of Quantrill? Quantrill was a Confederate general. They said, what's making, the response was, man, it's just Chairman Fred Hampton, the Black Panther Party. They said, but it says one thing is the individual. Once we start connecting this here, that's what we said, the people's pain reflects, you know what I'm saying? Again, and we got to, you know, acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, cases such as this here, we transcend all colonial borders. Justice for Richard Tinkerson. Justice for Alexis Wilson. Justice for them all. Be live and direct. Hello. Y'all making history, taking history, taking history.
Hello.
Yes. On my Instagram, people, I'm telling you, yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, the only one thing I forgot to tell you also, I met a very beautiful sister through dealing with you, Basama. She showed up at my event and spoke from Philly.
Right on. Yes, indeed. Man, right on. Man, it's been singing right on. Get everybody out of the little grease right on. Live and direct, y'all.
Live and direct.
We're riding. The Instagram, I might lose y'all. I ain't going to lose y'all. Y'all can tune in. We live on YouTube also. Live on YouTube. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Junior still down on YouTube. Make sure y'all hit that and like it, subscribe, and share for the word that we live and direct. Again, phenomenal event. Right on. I'm seeing some of the footage. We're going to get some of the pictures posted up, y'all, and share that because it's also needed. It's just, you know what I'm saying, we go through battle fatigue. It's needed to see the ongoing resistance, you know what I'm saying, and we still, these things still remain in our minds and our hearts, man. You know what I'm saying, real talk. It would be ideal if we had to have each other a conversation, but the reality is we're under attack, and the reality is we must be fighting back. It's called freedom all, justice for them all. Right on. We're y'all making this, you're taking this and taking this. You come right down to give me a heads up with your callers in queue. Okay, got the tiny house wars.
Sorry, I'm muted.
On deck.
Grandma, we have Sister Paris on the line. Grandma,
what do we have on line?
Sister Paris.
Welcome to Grandma Radio.
Hi, Chairman Fred. This is Paris. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I am honored to speak with you today because your father's legacy since I've been in middle school and that I graduated in 2010. But I just wanted to know, what can I do to be more hands-on with the Black Panther Club? Because it means a lot to me, especially with the youth. I don't know what you have going on right now with the youth. It would mean a lot to me to be able to possible.
Right on. In particular with the youth right now, first we have the youth troops. We have the youth troops, Black Panther Party Club youth troops, which they be, you know, on the ground with the programs, the Triple C's, the Children and Community Club, every Saturday, you know, so throughout the world. Like Saint Denis, France, Brazil, we hope to test one over in Atlanta, but Children and Community Clubs, done the spirit of Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program, not just food, but, you know, politicizing people. We also just now, we have the retreat from Chirac and Burton Woods, Oakland, Spain, and other places. We have a bus taking us our brother Money Fraser and Black Oaks Farms down there, 45 minutes outside Chicago with the livestock and animals. They're taking the group down there, you know what I'm saying, to put the hands on the ground down there with the work down there on the farmland. One prisoner, one contact. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, it's a reciprocal relationship, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, well, not just with you, but the people in general, to correspond with the prisoners, you know what I'm saying, to keep to the mission of the state, they are not isolated, you know what I'm saying? We drew it from the analogy, how Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, his first victim in the gas chamber was one who didn't receive any mail. So even, you know, the youth should play well with that also. Our basic program, we do take into account different dynamics such as, you know, the age range of certain programs they may, you know, can you know, engage in. But we intentionally, strategically try to get all, you know what I'm saying, across the kind of balance the gender and generational and geographical lines. In other words, something that, you know, that the men and women, the young and old, all of them engage in the struggle. We intentionally try to do that, but that's a few of the programs off the top of my head, name that we have. Oh, the Save the House to Have Community Garden. They put me in work, nonstop. But let me say this, are you talking about something particularly you want to engage in Atlanta? Because, you know, I just laid out, we open, take some of the template and lay it down, you know, say, put it there also. I'll make sure I was thorough with the response. So are we talking about something particular for Atlanta?
To be honest with you, wherever you would need me, but yes, I am in Atlanta, Georgia. My thing is I focus on natural medicines, and that's my thing, to teach the youth to know how to make their own medicines as well as helping their families. So, yes, gardening, that's my thing. Yes, sir.
Well, let me say this. I tell a lot of people to come to Chairman with the Black Panther Party, because I'm real big on whatever, to take your talents and, you know what I'm saying, say, how can we tie them in? What do you do? What are you good at? And just, you said, for example, just as you just said just now, regards to medicine, we learn from the people. We politicize. In fact, we say, this information, we'll be the formation. We take it and tweak it. You know what I'm saying? So, one, I also say this too, well, if you can, think of the class trip to come on down to Chicago for the annual Chairman Fred Streets from the 29th to 30th. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be real big in Chicago.
I will be there.
Happen. Man, right on. How the youngsters say it, say less. That's what it is. We on and popping there. August 29th and August 30th tonight will be at Proviso East High School, naming a hall in his honor. August 30th going to be, we start with Ground Zero, the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton McCoy and Jerry, formerly known as Deborah Johnson. And she, man, like clockwork, you can count it. You know what I'm saying? She'll be giving up. Virtual tour that clinched his salute over Chairman Fred at 6 o'clock. And we'll be going to the wall, and we're doing the caravan all the way down to stopping the stops for schools, elementary school, the Hampton House. We're going to end at the Chairman Fred and the Aquatic Center. You know what I'm saying? The bouncy house for the children, blue education, vendors, you know, it's going to be going down, music, all that. So that's what it is, August 30th. So we look forward to you, okay? August 29th and 30th. We look forward to seeing you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your time. And free them all. Thank you.
Free them all.
Free them all. Thank you. It's an honor to see you. Free them all. We got any more calls in queue? My brother, let me know what you got here for us. Tell us what you're doing, where you at, what's going on, our relationship. So real quick. Okay, what's happening?
Free them all. I drove 6.5 hours to sit down with my brother. We've been trying to put this together for
months.
It went from a hoodie to a T-shirt.
Real talk.
Actually, I came out here, first of all, to greet my brother. Can you demonstrate to the people what you see here? But I bought you a gift. I bought a gift. I actually came up with these around the time when the movie dropped.
Okay.
Judas and Fire.
Yeah.
The reason why I made these is because at the time, everybody wanted to capitalize off the people.
Yeah.
Fraud and bootleg stuff all over the internet and everyone to be their story for the weekend to do some stuff. So what I did, you know, no plug, there's nothing about plugging right now, but business with our friend.
Yeah.
So what I did was I gave you a personal card to get permission and to get an authorized design to give you and Mother and Jerry two hoodies that were designed just a gift to you.
Wow.
Now, sign belongs to you, the image belongs to whatever you decide to do with this, whether you want to do some fundraisers, because I know we got the Hampton House on. We got a whole bunch of things, and whatever I can, with my skills and with what I got, I can push forward the message. So it, and nothing changed. Before, I used to peddle stages. You would do the stage to get the message out. Now, now I do apparel and I print stuff, so I'm using what I got to help communicate the message.
So
you know, to start that by coming out here in gratitude.
Yeah.
You have no idea, last but not least. But last but not least, our relationship. You said let the people know our relationship. I grew up watching the brother. So, and I don't mean grew up a teenager. I'm talking about a little bitty boy. And all the way from the days of the Uhura House. You know, the truth never changed. And like I told him in that phone call, story, I know it back and forth hearing it. And I'm glad that the people got a chance to see an inkling of the story and bring it to the forefront so that you can continue to get the message further, heighten the conscience, and so that's the reason why I'm here today. And it's all love.
My brother D. Miller, those who can't see over the live YouTube and Instagram, this shirt is fire, man. It's fire. It's hot. I just want to say right on, man, because see, there's something, you know, everybody goes, no, we come from a cloth. Everybody can, you know, everybody can eat. You know what I'm saying? And the black kids want to eat us. You know what I'm saying? We're saying, hold on. Reached out to, man, the respect of the structure, the bill saying the design. This is our, you know, our legacy. And we say, you know, we want the word to get out there. But there have been so many movies came out, so many cutthroats, opportunists. I people got, you know what I'm saying, mad at us because we wasn't compromised. You know, so let this go just for this. Two for now, so I appreciate you. And we gonna get this out there, man. Man, give us your contact, and also let me say this again. That's taken lightly about me coming on the stage. You promoting different venues. That too. So that's like, no, it's not no simple thing. I mentioned Brother Wallace Davis the other day, his birthday. Shout out to the flight. Tag him. Tell him on his page. I mentioned him. Wallace Davis. I said with his birthday. I said, right on to the brother who was dead and at the image of Sam and Fred being blazing on the wall, the building he has. Yes, man, I didn't talk that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't care where it is. His brother has a venue, I'll be getting down. I come in, no, man, ain't no questions asked. Champ, get me some money. Do what you do, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I love you, brother. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where you at, Minnesota, wherever you at, man. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I call, let's do it, man.
You always
man.
Answer, and I'm always there to answer for you, sir.
So, yeah.
Just to be speaking about that, you know, it's a price to where you want to look at, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's a price.
Yes, sir.
I told you something that you didn't know until 6 years ago. Yes. One of them things after you got down, people told me I could never come back in that club again.
Man, yes, sir.
That's
supposed to be, yeah.
You
told me.
That's a truth.
That's a truth. You told me years later. As I spoke up in
the
real talk.
That was the night when the sister came up there with 792.
Yes, indeed. See,
Greg Kiva was the name.
Yes, it was. No doubt about it. This got to be acknowledged. You know, all this stuff about, man, I ain't never heard about it. It's a reason. And see, I've done black people want to talk to me and to play all night every night. Neighborhood. I kind of got offended because when the bitch want to play Channel 3 called Intellectual Masturbation, you know what I'm saying? They kill niggas for this stuff, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna, like when I was locked up, it was certain guys who I would talk to, they want you to listen. I said, why you get this other guy no books? You get some books. I said, listen, man, when I get caught passing books, I know they send me to the Supermax or Graveyard. I gave it to the other brother because I felt the best, you know. I ain't got time. I say every move I do, every speech I do, is my last speech. I'm clear of that. You know what I'm saying? We're playing to win. And like, you know what I'm saying, when people just take it lightly, just want to back and forth. A lot of people call, why don't you just talk to this individual? Face too high. You know what I'm saying? I was in Shawnee. When I spoke to Shawnee, which was classified as the worst media camp in the state of Illinois. When I got there, I told some youngsters on their yard, I seen them guards, seen them youngsters throw their fists up. I came to your house. I started packing my box. They said, what you doing, champ? I said, they coming for me. I'm out here. I know, man, I know what this politics do, man. I seen his brother Big Ray, don't know as the gorilla. I seen Lil Lawrence, who they known as Big Law. You know what I'm saying? I seen them children at Irv Elementary School, you know what I'm saying, before and after. It's like a Jenny Craig commercial, before and after. You know what I'm saying? I know the history. You know what I'm saying? You see the 60s from the Devil Disciples, the Black Disciples, the Black Stone Rangers, the Black Peace Stone Nation. That's how I'm taking it seriously, man. Real talk. Like, we the last call of alcohol, man. And like, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, man, he hit that ass, but he his own, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. And this is taking this and taking this for y'all again. Hit that on the YouTube channel, Family Fred Happy Jr. Say to the word that we here. I don't know, we looking on time. I know, oh, man, where we at? Oh, 8 o'clock. Man, let's see. I'm looking at 30. You in deck? Is he in queue?
Is Ken?
Brother Ken, get another call in queue. Brother Ken, I've got okay. No calls in queue. Y'all gotta press one if you in queue. Gotta press one. 4708-223-8953, but 929-473-7785. Press one. Hip hop fraternity is supposed to call in too. But again, y'all feel free calling in. Come in with us, y'all thoughts. Real tone. A good point.
You know, Sam, man,
I...
I was going to mention, you know, we were talking about Alexis Wilson being murdered by the cops, and there was another case, I believe this happened maybe a week ago, her name is Tanisha Chappelle, and she was in custody in, I think it's Kentucky, I believe it was, Indiana, and she had been calling home and talking about... Tanisha Chappelle. And she was in custody for maybe 2 weeks, maybe a week or two. And she had been calling home and telling her family, you know, get me out of here. She felt threatened. She felt like, she's like, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to be killed in here. I'm going to die in here. And her last conversation that she called home, she was in good spirits and everything, and I think a couple days later, she had been in an altercation, and then she had a fever. She had a fever. They were monitoring her. They said they were monitoring her every 15 minutes. Her fever had spiked. She was nauseated. She was throwing up, and then she was found unresponsive. They took her to the hospital where she later died, and the family, you know, suspects foul play as well. They didn't give her the treatment that they should have given her, or, you know, the medical attention that she should have had in the, you know, being that she had this fever and being that she was nauseated and being that she was throwing up and then she later died. So that's another, you know, case where the cops have killed someone in custody. It reminded me of the Sandra Bland case. You know, we're talking about Alexis Wilson. It was another case that I saw. It was a lady named Alicia Thomas, and this happened some years ago in L.A., and she was in the back of a squad car. She had taken her children to, I don't know if she took them to the police department, but I think they have these facilities where you can, you know, some people who give birth and instead of throwing the child away or doing some harm to the child, you can have these safe places where you can take them. Well, I believe she took them, but they were not babies. They were 3 and 10 or something like that, or 12. And she took them there, and they went to arrest her. She was handcuffed, and her feet were handcuffed as well. And it was a lady. The officer was a lady who kept hitting her and punching her, and then the male officer, he was pulling on her, and you could see the distress coming over her, you know, and they just saying relax, and this and that, and the female cop kicking her in her private parts, and she's, you could see her
saying I can't breathe, I can't move, and they're like, you know, pulling her and everything. She later on died in the, I don't know if it was in the police car or not, but, you know, these cases with people dying in police custody or people dying in jail, people being murdered, not just dying, they being murdered. These are instances that a lot of, like these, some of these cases I didn't even, it's a lot that, so many that we don't know about, like, Lisa was talking about the people who she invited and pulled from different states, like these unknown people who have lost family members, not lost them, who were taken away from them. And, you know, it's I think we just need to keep saying these names and keep making people aware of what's going on. And even with speaking about Alexis Wilson, it reminded me kind of like Rekia Boyd in Chicago, and the guy who killed her, he wanted to have his record expunged, like, you know, get this off my record. Like, I don't, you know, I don't even want this. I don't want this on here. The charges was dropped. He, you know, he got to walk away with murder, and now he wants his record cleared. And he's talking about he deals with PTSD and depression and anxiety. Well, what about the families who deal with this? What about them? What do they have? They can't have their records expunged. They can't have their the blemish of you murdering their children and their sons and their daughters removed. So, you know, why is it that Brother Alonzo was mentioning, like, these they get to walk away with immunity, like nothing happened, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to bring that up as far as the case with Tanisha Chappelle. This was last week.
Well, Tanisha Chappelle, right on with updates. Tanisha Chappelle, also should be noted that she, on that deck, she's the only black prisoner on that,
black
on that
person,
gallery.
Yeah.
On that, she was that.
Correct.
Black person, she's the only black person. And this is Kentucky, if I'm correct, right? Kentucky,
Louisville, or Indiana, one of those. I have to double check.
I believe
Uh-huh.
The only black person now. Yeah, Tanisha Chappelle. Yes, indeed. We live and direct, y'all, on Free of My Radio, making history, taking history. Y'all just heard the long roll call. This is recent history talking about. You know what I'm saying? Those are the names that are known. And again, you'd be hard pressed to go find somewhere any narrative was the police murdered someone. You know what I'm saying? A person passed away as a result. If it's not that important of the narrative, why would they just, you know what I'm saying, they don't just say, you know, someone, the police shot and killed someone. You know what I'm saying? So it's being in service of the people and also service of history. You know, so we have to fight, you know, say again, that the narrative be laid out correctly, really, really clear. Because there are so many cases that get classified as, you know, black-on-black crime was on fratricide, but actually a genocide, you know what I'm saying? And you're talking about a country, a government, a system that, and you look at the infamous Boston Tea Party, where, you know, they dressed up like the Native people, the Indian people, you know what I'm saying? The colonialists, right? You know, they were talking about rise of the American Revolution, that of challenging, you know, the crown, England, you know, so taxation without representation. But, you know what I'm saying, however, they were rocking half their hands. And we see, you know what I'm saying, we look at, you know, the situation in Chicago, the infamous Woodlawn experiment with the Chicago Police Department, you know, dressed up like the being known devil disciples, and they drive-bys on the stones, back stone Rangers headquarters, you know what I'm saying, you know, which resulted in the crack epidemic where the property value was decreased. But, you know what I'm saying, the entities such as the University of Chicago, Sears and Roebuck, First National Bank, Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, others, they come through, you know what I'm saying, and, as they say in war terms, get the booty, you know what I'm saying? Get the loot, get all the resources and see Rwanda, what, you know what I'm saying? The Belgium, the French, and other imperialist powers were able to set up a situation to explore the class contradiction to the Hutus and Tutsis. And, you know what I'm saying? In one part of the community, was, you know what I'm saying, was majority of the massacre, and they own the other part of the population with government charges, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in British courts, and, you know, so on and so forth. So these are different dynamics that we have to talk about. The system kills us and has killed us directly and covertly. directly and overtly, our position is heightened contradiction. Let's be clear. Because Sun Tzu said, you call it the principle of warfare, know thyself and know thy enemy. We live and direct, yes, y'all. Brother, come on up out of here. 8:15. Those who are tuning in on Instagram, we may lose y'all. The battery is charging. Let me know if we got any calls in queue or any more updates. You know what I'm saying? Feel free. Y'all can tap in. Yes, indeed. Rossi loves to be a podcast, the One Nation Project. No doubt about it. Amongst other things, for you, assassinated. No doubt about it.
Free them all.
Any more inputs? We live and direct. Go home. With that being said, Grandma,
we have caller 803-526. Grandma.
Hello.
Welcome to my radio.
Can you hear me?
Caller
803.
Yes, we hear you.
Hello, can you hear me? We can hear you, caller.
We can hear you. Loud and clear. Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Hello, everyone. I've been listening to the show. Wow, I didn't know I was going to get in. I've been listening to the show for a few hours and just listening to everybody. I wanted to come on here and share my story. So I'll try to make it as quick as possible. So, excuse me, let me swallow this food. I'm surprised. Well, my name is Lucina Daniels, and my brother's name is Elijah Daniels. We currently reside in North Carolina. And the incident with him is he's a 19-year-old, a 19-year-old boy that was in a relationship with a white woman. And everything just kind of went bad. And he's currently still incarcerated. He's currently still locked up, and I'm just going to get right into the story. So he's never been in trouble, never been in jail. He just graduated this past year amidst the COVID, and he was dating this white woman. She told us that she was younger than what she was. We had no idea that she was married. Well, in November, they got into an incident, and basically she accused him of raping her. So just to kind of like cut the story down and not really say too much, because right now we're going through all of the legal things, but they're just trying to, he's locked up in Gastonia, North Carolina, which is Gaston County. And her husband is a very racist white man. And basically it was like a setup. So she accused him of rape. She accused him of kidnapping her. She wheeled my brother in for months telling him that she was pregnant by him because she couldn't get pregnant by her husband. And that is what she used to kind of manipulate him. So that's kind of how he got in this situation. Well, we haven't had the funds to hire like an attorney. So he's been appointed a public defender. And that public defender, I feel like, well, I know for a fact that everybody in Gaston County, they're just in cahoots with each other. His last court date was July 7th, which is my birthday, 7-7. The prosecutor, he's very adamant on trying to give him time. And like I said, he's never been in trouble, not even a traffic ticket. And they offer him a plea deal. Now, the girl said she raped, the white woman said that he raped her. The white woman said that he raped her, but there's no proof of a rape kit. Now, mind you, this happened in November, and we are in July, and they don't have any rape kit. But they're offering him a plea deal, so they're willing to drop all of the other charges, kidnapping and larceny and all these other extra charges that they just tacked on to give him more time. But they're not willing to drop the rape, even though there's no proof of that. So they gave him a plea deal on 7-7, and the plea deal was to basically plead guilty to raping her. And the offer was 10 years. And his public defender at the time at the time, they were basically trying to get him to plea, and he's never been in any type of situation. And he, I don't think he realized that black and white really exists until now. He didn't really realize because the school that he was going to was an all-white school. He, even though we told him, he didn't realize what was going on. So the judge is asking him, well, what do you want to do? Are you going to plead guilty or not? And he's just standing there stuck. So the public defender, he hops in and he's like, well, I really can't speak for my client, but I just don't think it's the right time for him to decide if he wants to plead guilty or not. So the judge then asks the prosecutor, well, where's the rape kit at? So my mom even has the discovery. They have all the discovery from the incident that took place. Everything is included in that discovery outside of a rape kit. And the prosecutor says, well, we don't have the rape kit yet. Well, how are y'all trying to get him to plea to raping somebody, but y'all don't even have proof for it yet? So that's really what's going on. Like I said, he's been in there since November 28th. He turned 19 in there, and they're giving him an next court date. Next month, they're giving him an next court date next month to try to see what he's going to do. So, I've been doing my best to educate him and basically to tell him to take this to trial until we find out how we're going to fund for a lawyer. But they have just been like this whole case is just terrible. The husband, we have proof of text messages from the husband saying, calling him a nigger and I'm gonna get you killed. So he was threatened for his life, and he went out and purchased like a rifle because he was scared for his life. So they're trying to like turn the case. They're trying to basically flip the case that he was like some type of crazy black child that was in love with this white woman and she didn't want anything to do with him and she was married. And the husband, his friend is a police officer. His friend is a police officer. Every time we go to court, now mind you, that he's not one of the police officers that arrested him because my mom convinced him to turn. My mom actually turned him. They went to go turn him in on November the 28th because she knew if they were to find him, they was going to kill him behind this white woman. So it's just I'm trying to stay strong for my mom and for my family because, like, nobody really wants to deal with it because nobody wants to fight for it. And he's a young black man. He doesn't know the system at all. So he's like, well, I don't know what to do. Like it's all out of my hands. Like, and I keep telling him, look, you can't plead guilty to something that you did not do. So I need advice for myself. Like how do I move about this? Who do I need to talk to? I did talk to a lawyer, and he even spoke with me, and he told me that when he talked to the prosecutor herself down in Gaston County, she called my brother a demon. She said, yeah, he's a demon, and he was just like, I just don't understand. Now, mind you, she's talking to a lawyer, a potential lawyer, and there the judge is telling my brother that, oh, so my brother, he went on 7-7, he went to court. He wanted to request a new attorney. And the judge basically told him, well, because they know he's uneducated. They know he doesn't know what's going on. He's going to tell him, well, you can't request another attorney. Are you going to plead guilty or not? So I just need advice on what should I do? Because point, like, I don't know what to do as far as, like, I mean, we're going to go to trial because we have enough evidence to prove that, you know, it's really bullshit. But it's really them against us. It's really white against black. And I don't understand how he has no record and y'all and went from 40 years to 30 years. Okay, well, we're going to knock off all the charges. Just clear the rape and we're going to give you 10 years.
You know, Chairman, advise her. You know, so many black men and black boys are dead in a grave because of the lies of white women, because of the fragility of white women. White women doing their dirt and then get caught, or then, you know, want to turn the tables and say, oh, it was this, and people run to the aid and
the protection and oh, we must protect her honor and this and that, and so many graves are lined with our black men and our black boys because of these lies and because of these injustices and because of these people who want to just go out and kill at will or destroy, take the life, take the freedom of, and just throw them away, put them in jail, throw them, lock them up, and throw away the key. And when you said, you know, just plead guilty, it made me think of Khalif Browder, who, you know, he sat there in that prison, in that jail in Rikers. He didn't do what they said he did, and they just wanted him to plead, like, okay, we'll just plead guilty, we'll give you this time, we'll do this, and he didn't do it, and it cost him in the end. You know, it drove him crazy, it drove him mad. I mean, it's just a
and
shame.
That's what I'm scared of.
How we were definitely treated. Yeah, okay, Chairman. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, no, right on, right on. It's you know, every discussion, you know, you try, you know, the political analysis, like, you know, just even the politics is, you know, survive, food, clothing, and shelter, survival, how it's seen. So we got to take, just even take into account location. I mean, North Carolina. I think if I'm correct, I think even the thing about Get Out was even. Right, reference, you know, there may have been a setting. The setting was supposed to be in North Carolina. I think it was. I was just ironically watching a piece on YouTube also. For 60 minutes, and ironically, this is even Emmett Till's birthday yesterday, and the day before yesterday. And there's a lot of discussion. They discussed, you know, movies, so on and so forth. I was late to an event to speak at the Sabre Museum. Erica, the cousin, we just were together. But this is, and they were talking about on this piece, on the YouTube piece, where the black guy for 60 minutes. We went to the home of the lady. Viola, the lady who had said that Emmett Till whistled to her, and it was kind of like how you look at our community, not a case. They said, this is not like a this isn't your first rodeo, and then a whole resume was laid out about it was known with her to just, you know, to say, you know, different, you know black men and boys, you know, saying that they whistled at her, so on and so forth. And so, like, even they heard her outside the house when they came and got Emmett Till from the house, took him out to the car, saying all that to say, if there's some way we can have what we refer to as a people's investigation, that, you know, like, even just bring simultaneously shine some light for this, you know, some national, hopefully international light on this, and open, you know, saying, some even some old wounds where people can come out and say, this happened to me before, because in most cases, this is not the first rodeo. And a lot of times things happen. We're like, well, I don't want to talk about this, so on and so forth. We can heighten, you know, to do like some, try to find some other individuals, you know what I'm saying, that can get online with us with that, about something Apple heard of, you know, just even the history to pull the stats and facts of North Carolina. I could, you know, imagine. So we can pull some of the racial disparities in regards to who has been convicted on based on what. And, you know, I don't know how far what throw this is, but the system says don't talk about that. But this is something that has to be every time, you know, like I tell people, especially in America, we cannot, you know, the race and class contradiction has to be inclusive and everything. I would tell someone, even talking about the vaccinations, you have to, when you talk about even medicine, you talk about even with a veterinarian, with dogs, you have to say, okay, you have to, they say, what is large breed dog, small breed dog, what, you know what I'm saying? These are dynamics you take in, just even the medical field. So I say the vaccination, they're not saying, you have to be heads up for that. If that's why it's just a blanket approach for something, because this is not a racist statement, it's reality, that sickle cell anemia impacts black people in a different way, in a higher number. So it doesn't have to be that. So
that heightened that contradiction in regards to even there, we can pull up just some numbers and stats and facts of, you know, saying, black men and young boys, you know, saying, who was in charge, just based on word of law. And I don't know, that, you know, saying, take a shot at this too. There's a big discussion about this TikTok, about this even, they're showing just even, you know, this, and I'm saying, an objective political way that the white woman just even crying, you know what I'm saying, because it's a policy to it. It's not just the courts. Like I was saying earlier through the case of Lexis Wilson, not just the police, but the merchants, the barbar. It's a policy to this. To politicize this thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on whose world, you know, so I mean, everything down from who locked them up, you know what I'm saying, to the, you know what I'm saying, the comfortability, the arrogance for the prosecutor to even openly engage in the conversation, and that's going to be an Achilles heel, a weakness too. We could be, you know, you can imagine sometimes works in our benefit, the arrogance, but not to be able to do it in the confines of a small town, you know what I'm saying, you know, these Andy Griffin gangs, you know what I'm saying, you know, just don't nobody know about this, you know, Andy Griffin, A.B. We politicize it. We up the end, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, just, you know, draw the correlation to the cases that are happening, you know what I'm saying, in other surrounding counties throughout the country. You know what I'm saying? It's not seeing a different area code number call in. We won't know about the case, you know what I'm saying? So we really up the end because Minister UEP Newman was at assess. They love to perform their treachery in the dark. Once we turn, mm-hmm. we turn the lights on in the morning, it ups the ante. And then we could simultaneously put the call out. You know, so we need some attorneys on deck. You know what I'm saying? But that's the two-pronged approach we want to go with. And even, it comes down to the point. There's some of the famous opportunist lawyers to come down and, you know, go, they steal or take away the people's acknowledgments. Because I think the state would say, okay, give them this. Do not let them know that the people done this. You make it like it's some lawyer. Make it so we can just transfer nonsense, except the concession without coming out by principle. We create the groundswell down there about this case. You know what I'm saying? And court, you know what I'm saying? So you will give us a social media contact. So people can reach out. They can come up the record and say, look, my cousin, they got locked up for this thing. You know what I'm saying? You're really surprised because in many cases, this is not their first rodeo. So that's what I'm start up with that. So, you know what I'm saying? Also, invite you back again. We do some more follow up, but give me you like to give us social media contact. I just want to reiterate that we politicize this. All players involved, all parties involved, from the media to, you know what I'm saying, to all parties involved, and we up to ante. We call the question a lot of those petty bourgeoisie so called progressive organizations down there, you know, in the NAACP and the like. So if you're not gonna get out, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all, you know, it's a relationship down here. Help us fund. Get some other forces outside to come down here. You know what I'm saying? Let's do a show based on this case, directly with this case. Go straight to a lot of times, they are used to this. I catch myself just now, ironically. The system in there and those benefits are used to benefiting from this vagueness, them. You know what I'm saying? We do a show. We have such and such name. Bam. You know what I'm saying? On there. You know what I'm saying? You know, this court date, such as that Pacific. Call it out, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, you know, I, in many cases, operate under the auspices, vagueness, and who, damn, you know, damn, no. You know what I'm saying? Such and such, that Viola, okay, the lady's name, you know what I'm saying? And every time, Ed Bradley, that's what 60 Minutes. When he went to her house, you know what I'm saying? The arrogance, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just fun it up alone. So that's two things I just want to put forward.
Okay. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so you want to think about it? You want to give us some social media? You want to come back to us next Wednesday?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sorry, yes. Yes, my social media is Lola's Nail Closet. That's the only Instagram I have. So it's Lola's. It's Lola's Nail, Nail, Closet, Closet. That's my whole Instagram, one log name, Lola's Nail Closet. My Facebook is Lacina, my first name, LACINA, last name Jacobs, JACOBS.
And my brother's name also Elijah Daniels.
Yes, Elijah Daniels. And we can incorporate him with the one prison one contact. We'd like to have, for security reasons also, you know, so just have people write him so they can see them out of town. Return address coming to him. And, you know, just, just keep your head up in that too. You know what I'm saying? Eyes open. You know what I'm saying? As though you're saying, don't take no wooden nickels. Be real heads up on, new friends, new sellers. You know what I'm saying? Extra, all that. Be extra heads. I was listening to what you were saying. There's no slight on him, but, you know, a lot of people, Americans, the question, the politics is a lot of people, him too, but race and class, that's through the door. Like, it's second nature. You look as a reactionary assessment. When you hear certain cases, I knew who you were, North Carolina.
We're in North Carolina. He is locked up in Gaston County. Gaston County. And that's G-A-S-T-O-N, Gaston County.
Yes, indeed. Y'all got some contacts? Y'all got that? I'm going to give me some more soup. I'm going to try to get this move tomorrow. We at the Dalton is tomorrow. Y'all got Blow's social media contact. Y'all got Lola, right?
Yes, Lola. Lola, L-O-L-A. Lola's L-O-L-A-S. Nail, N-A-I-L, Closet.
Club back in with us next Wednesday for some updates. Let us know, I'm sure you'll get some responses. Keep us posted, to keep his head up, Again, they study us, I send my greetings and keep his head up, eyes open, keep us posted, Let's disconnect these cases, study that case, but also, again, let's make some connections with the underground community, even some of those we refer to as a lot of them softball organizations that may exist out there. Let's up the ante with them also, play black, whatever they want to do, they Black History Month or whatever, they have to up the ante, They'll definitely keep us
safe. Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Again, we live on the record free anytime. We are honored to serve. Again, Fremont Radio here, Intellectual Radio, every Wednesday. Y'all make sure y'all tap in. Y'all like and subscribe to YouTube channel, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Y'all take it, repost it, put this out. Keep your ears up as with this question. We're going to check in with our guests as folks came in. We follow up next Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30 Central Time. Y'all know what's going on in Dalton, Illinois tomorrow. Y'all know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Brazil is supposed to call in. We're going to follow up on that. As I said, church, the old folks saying, church, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. You dig? Because in the meantime, between time and after that, keep your heads up, eyes on the fifth class. Y'all make sure y'all be locked and loaded their calendars for August 29th, August 30th. In fact, August 13th. That's what's going down. Chairman Fred on the street party. Make history, take history. Y'all can't miss, y'all put up a word, donate, cash app, Save the Hampton House, cash, $8, Save the Hampton House, SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, go to the donate button. That's what it is, y'all. Nothing from the show. Thank you. Right on. We are honored to serve, and we say, as Black Panther Party said, information is raw material for new ideas. Again, y'all. Another episode, lock and loaded. Free of my radio, hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. Keep your heads up, your eyes on the fist clench. Let's call. Free them all.
Free them all.
You just got to take us out with some comrades.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking dragging you with this shit.
And I ain't seen him since he been gone, imagine that. A young nigga in the hood I grew up in, fighting the battle in the system that no one wins. And all these niggas go for bad when they lose friends, getting impossible to tie up all the loose ends. in a car wreck. He's still alive, but through her eyes, he just saw death. And when he came, he was violent. And when he left, she was dialing. No other way left to describe it. You tell the niggas keep their heads up, you fool you. When they killing niggas like they do,
that ain't no motherfucking body fighting back.
Pretty soon they gon' be hanging black.
Why?
Cause niggas won't react. We taking eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. Do them bitches like they do, or cock it back and shoot.
Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Block you slow, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock it low, ain't nobody leaving alive. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we taking eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. Do them bitches like they do, or cock it back and shoot. Lock it low, standing at the end of the road. Robbing loot, you ride for me, I ride for you. And when you pop the motherfuckers, you pop them bitches till they stop bleed. I'm coming through and my Glock leaves. Motherfucking mama, stop grieving. Cause we not leaving until she know how it feels to lose a loved one. Motherfucking redneck, rape. Fuck that nigga, let's slug one, nigga.
Tie that bitch by his ankles to the back of a truck. Drag his ass till his body parts rip the fuck up. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Lock and blow, you motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock the door, ain't nobody leaving the line. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why I'm keeping my peace of mind. Poverty structure to destroy everything.
Motherfuckers reap what you sow. Lock the door. Ain't nobody leaving alive. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it eye for an eye and a tooth for truth. Do the bitches like they do us, cock it back and shoot. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Robbing loot, you ride for me, I ride for you.
You disrespect our community when you come around. This enlist the black ministers to calm us down. Bitch, fuck peace and the police. Until the bullshit ceases, it's a war in the belly of the beast. A natural learner. One time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it up.
Fuck your jail cells. Fuck your major assholes. Fuck your chewing tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your militia. Your shotguns in the back of your pickup. You cowherding, sheep fucking, hunchback riding, barefoot walking, trying to drive and play a part. Cousin fucking niggas do hate. You motherfuckers are unbelievable. Y'all talking all that shit about go back to Africa. We were talking all that shit. We was out there in the field, sweating, picking that cotton for y'all motherfucking ass. We built this motherfucker. We deserve nothing but, if not more prosperity than you hoes do. Angry white men, who the fuck you angry with? You should be angry with your motherfucking self, because we don't own corporate America. Y'all do. Corporate America is 70% white, male, Anglo-Saxon. Y'all run the motherfucker. Y'all took the jobs overseas. You want to be mad at somebody? Be mad at your goddamn self. But if you want to get it on, we can get it on, motherfucker. Tell the break it down. You understand what I'm saying? You want to raise